You've heard all the stories of bad men of fame, of robbers and gunmen galore. Ned Kelly and gang in those bush-ranging days, Gilbert O'Malley and Hall. Some say they were driven by the limbs of the law to a wild, reckless life of ill fame. Arrested and jailed by the troopers that bore revenge on the whole Kelly name. Released after serving 12 months in the jail, Ned Kelly grew desperate and vile. Swore his revenge with the law that prevailed, and the fight for his freedom replied. He shot down the troopers at Springy Bar Creek in a gun duel man to man. Robbed from the bank of Euroa complete a total of £4,000. The chief of the law in that state then applied a reward on the head of each man. £4,000 for them dead or alive to capture the whole Kelly gang. In reply to this order, Ned Kelly grew bold and crossed all the border to be chief of police in that honor to hold in the old town of Jurillery. But time in the bush ranging game always tells like many tales told in the past. In the fight with the troopers at Glen Rowan Hotel, the Kellys were captured at last. Ned made his escape, but the rest of his gang lay dead on the old barroom floor. Outnumbered by cops in that last desperate stand, the Kellys were beaten by the law. The game now was up, Ned Kelly returned to take up the fight with the law. Shot at the troopers for the honor they earned to capture this famous outlaw. With undaunted courage he fought till the last, and mortally wounded he fell. The greatest manhunt of our history has passed, and the greatest of outlaws as well. For Ned Kelly and his brother Dan, his comrades departed Joe Burn. Though outlaws by name in the bush ranging game, in history they're bad men of fame.